SBS Radio.
When a worrying increase in Australia's COVID-19 cases forced the country into lockdown last month, the main fear was that the hospital system would be overwhelmed by patients and a potential shortage of personal protective equipment for frontline health workers. Elective surgery and non-essential procedures like in vitro fertilisation were consequently put on hold. Shortages Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australians no longer need to fear, with the nation's stockpile receiving an additional 60 million masks, 22 million of which have already been distributed.
This is 6 million more than we had expected. It is 2 weeks earlier than anticipated. It's a very important step forward. In particular, we've also been able to secure 100 million additional masks for between now and the end of May, and we'll immediately distribute 11.5 million of those to our hospitals, our aged care workers, our general practices, our pharmacists, and our allied health workers, and our pathologists.
With the National Cabinet due to meet on Tuesday, Mr. Hunt says a decision could be made then about resuming elective surgery and IVF.
The elective surgery decision was made on two grounds. One was PPE, or personal protective equipment, of which masks were critical. The second was the concern that if the coronavirus had grown dramatically, our hospitals would have been under intense pressure. At this point, Australians have done magnificently and we are not facing a threat to our hospitals.
An additional 3 million flu shots have also been secured from vaccine manufacturers. Additional doses which the Health Minister believes will further alleviate pressure on the health system.
And that will mean we're going from 13.5 million flu vaccinations to 16.5 million. And we are expecting that not just every Australian who wants to be vaccinated will be vaccinated, but that this will help with additional supplies, additional resources, and additional capacities for our GPs and our pharmacies.
The vaccination boost has been welcomed by the head of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, George Tambasis.
There's been an extremely high demand from our patients, certainly coming to community pharmacy, wanting the flu shot. So we know last year community pharmacies and pharmacists working in our pharmacies vaccinated 2 million Australians. And we think it's not a long shot to think that we would get up to 3 million people vaccinated through our pharmacies this year. It was only a number of years ago that community pharmacies didn't have the rights to vaccinate Australians through our pharmacies. Now we've got that.
While the flu shot doesn't protect against COVID-19, authorities hope boosting the number of people vaccinated will protect health workers and patients themselves from dealing with two different respiratory ailments at the same time. Peter McHale, a pharmacist on Sydney's Northern Beaches, says at this time and with winter approaching, it's vital for general health resilience as well.
It's incredibly important, I mean, more than any other year, because this year we're fighting off the possibility of a coronavirus, to let our body's immune system be able to at least fight off the coronavirus, we should vaccinate ourselves against anything else we're able to vaccinate ourselves against. You really don't want to be in a situation where you're fighting off the coronavirus as well as a regular flu when you can be protected against the flu.
But doctors have cautioned against the wholesale administration of vaccinations in pharmacies. Royal Australasian College of General Practitioners President Dr. Harry Nespolin says he's particularly concerned for vulnerable patients.
Because if you go into most pharmacies at the moment, they're open areas, there are lots of people around. Most GPs are doing their best to make sure that patients who are at risk, especially the over 65s, are seen in a way that minimises their exposure to COVID-19 virus. And we would be very concerned about having flu vaccinations basically done in a shop.
Since March, more than 2.1 million Australians have received the flu vaccine, more than triple the number from this time last year. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.